Alright.
You still haven't made a theme song, have you?
No.
You need to make a theme song.
I want to make a theme song.
Make a theme song.
Why would I make a theme song?
Because this is Shades of Grey.
This is Shades of Grey.
Don't you want to watch those shades change from white to black? Shades of Grey. There you go.
Hello, I'm Mark Stone, and this is Androske.
Andrew.
No, Androske. First, we should, since we didn't do this last week, even though you probably never see that or hear the episode. My name is Mark Stone, and this is, once again, Andrew, and we're going to introduce ourselves. Andrew.
Andrew Overton.
And what's your specialties or specialist mode of entertainment or hobbyist?
I'm a big fan of most fighting games. Video games I enjoy a lot, so you'll probably hear me talk about them. Movies, I like anything from like action comedy, romantic comedy, whatever. As long as it's not boring as shit and really stupid.
Do you also like long walks on the beach, I mean?
Okay,
cool. I like long walks.
And I prefer short brisk walks on the beach.
Sure.
And lie down before, in the ocean.
Before you get out of breath. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Alright, my name is Mark Stone, and my expertise is a little bit of everything, but not a lot of anything at all. Except for first-person shooters, and I'm really good at those. Really good.
It's your expertise.
It's my expertise. It's a sad expertise, but I dabble in movies a lot. I love my movies from anything, from the indie movie to the over-the-top stupid action movie, which you'll hear me defend a lot if we ever talk about those. I also like to say that it was kind of like I've been wanting to do this for a while and get it set down, but we haven't had the means, which we're working on. We'll have a more official mean with like the whole headset and jazz, like all that stuff, because that'll get the monies.
The funding.
I mean, all you need is Skype. I mean, we could do it without.
Yeah, that's all you do need, but I think it still sounds like, it doesn't sound as good.
But
it's not consistent. Certain levels are higher or lower. People talk.
Yeah, it's weird. But sometimes I never even notice that somebody's Skyping with each other. I'm like, until they mention, like, oh, we're Skyping, by the way. I'm like, oh, okay. This guy give you that money or something like that? Skype money. But I'm also a culinary student, so one day you might see me here munching on some cookies or some...
Yeah, I'll say it's big fatty.
Some throwdowns and some food and stuff. That's what we do. Well, that's what I do. I don't know about him. He's a the new age kid.
Oh, the new age?
Unemployed.
Oh, yeah.
Graduate and has no money.
Job hunting.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I also like... I dabble like a lot of things. He's more of the... He reads manga and anime. All that jazz.
I watch anime and read Japanese comic books.
I will participate. I don't have any... My expertise would be like Bleach and Dragon Ball Z. And the first season of Death Note. Death Note. And that's about it. I mean, probably some elaborate anime scheme, but I don't really.
I've got a pretty big range of types of anime that I've watched over the years. I mean, I would have to say probably the first thing I ever saw is Dragon Ball Z.
Damn straight.
In Japanese.
Damn straight.
When I was like 7 or 8. No, I wouldn't probably. It had to be at least after 6. Yeah, having an older brother who's always been able to hook me up with really fun things to watch, so it's been pretty sweet. So I've got a pretty wide range of anime to choose from. Video game selection, I'm not narrow. I play everything except sports games, so Marks will cover that.
Yeah, I do dabble since I am African-American. I love my
Madden. African-American, you don't have a Sony PlayStation 3.
Well, actually...
You have the 360 Elite.
Nowadays, none of my black friends have... I played Snoo 3. It's kind of awkward. They're like, yeah, about that. And like, once they realized that no one was playing it, they're like...
I think it was more that the only reason I could see anybody giving up on Sony now is the getting their site hijacked and...
Well, it's not even that. Well, when it initially came out, I had a lot of friends went out and it's like, I gotta have it. And they bought it and then it just sat there. And the same thing happened when we went out about my 360. Like, I didn't buy it. I was totally against a next-gen console. It's like, there's no reason for me to get one. I haven't had one for like the last 3 years since they've been out. And I was like, well, they come out on New Halo, and I was a giant Halo fan. Like, I actually like the story, not the multiplayer. I hate the multiplayer. Let me get the thing straight. Like, I play it for kicks and giggles, but
it's because I woke you up, didn't I?
No, no, it's not that. I really hate the multiplayer. And I like the story, and I read the books, so if you ever hear me, like, I'm always been in love with Master Chief, and I thought Reach was bullshit, because I would rather have another Master Chief tell. At least he's a silent protagonist, and I don't need to hear him say, look over there, or have some build-up for a bunch of characters that we all know are going to die. Spoiler. Oops, just said it first. But, a little bit about me. I am a dating whore. Dating website whore.
I think the first one was better.
Huh?
I just whore myself.
I mean, I'm whore myself on dates. You know, you ladies, or gentlemen, like to take me out, I'll put out. Not joking, no. That's about it. Like, I'm anything you pretty much can ask me, I almost can give you almost a solid answer about. I kind of lie my way around it, but I'm good at it.
How do you feel about type 2 diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes? I know type 1 diabetes. I don't know about type 2. Which one's
let me down, Mark?
Which one's the scary one? Well, type one, they can't.
The scary one is type 1, I think, is that you just get it. Type 2 is where you eat yourself into it.
Yeah, type 1, you actually have to, like, carry your thing around. You have to, like, use it every daily, stuff like that. Because I dated, I went on one date with some girl who was like that, and, you know, it was kind of weird.
Did you have the stomach pump?
I don't know. She was cool and all, but it just never...
I had a friend in middle school to high school that was always excited about getting its new insulin pump.
I can imagine that's like a Christmas gift. It's like,
it's expensive, yeah.
Hey, this is what you get, young Sally. What's that? You get to live. It's
like, woohoo! Oh, yay!
Today we're going to do a lot of random things, like news. We're going to talk about some latest thing from Netflix, which kind of think is hilarious. I don't know how it affects you, but for me, it's my livelihood.
Get that.
Some Ariadna, how we feel about that series. We're also going to talk more about Fringe, which I guess I will be uploading the first episode, at least that part of it, our Fringe debate, our Fringe episodes, and why we chose the name Shades of Grey, which I'm not sure yet, but I like it too.
Because I'm white, and you're black, and we view everything in shades of grey. I mean, we talk about the benefits and the disadvantages of everything. I think that's what really fuels the idea that I came up from behind with thinking of that lingo behind it. So that way, you know, I mean, you can always be like, oh, this thing's really good, or this thing's really bad, but everything really is seen in shades of gray.
Yes, I totally agree with that, and we try to stand from the not fanboyism, which is going to be hard because we are geeks.
Well, it works out. Yeah. Benefit, I think, though, is I would have to say I am a Sony fanboy. I mean, I'm not going to hide it, and you are not. So that'll balance it out.
You like Sony? Don't care. Get out. No.
I mean, I don't have any problem with people that don't like it.
Well, it's my thing. Is that
thing with it though? For me, it answered everything I wanted, and the price tag I paid for it, because I didn't buy it right out of the gate. I didn't buy PS3 immediately because I'm not diehard. I want to throw my money at you.
You want to drop $1,000 for PS3?
It was only $600.
Well, that was like one controller.
Rubbed down with snake oil.
I think at the end of the day you probably spent like $850 if you bought that, like, and you bought the warranty. Well,
I got a warranty.
Any normal person would have been like, I need a PS3. Well, I need two controllers.
I did though. See, I worked. Yeah, I bought it used. And I worked at GameStop at the time, so I got a 10% discount on it.
Oh well, you saved like $80.
So no, I saved like $120. I think something
that's
ridiculous.
That's how 10% works.
Well, I mean, eventually it overall seemed out like I saved up to about $120 off of it.
But,
so
my viewpoint, if there's a family bond, like, if you have, say I'm your son, and you have multiple kids, and you buy something like a PS3, you're going to shell out $1,000 plus for that PS3, because you're going to...
You really bought the four controllers, yeah, but...
Yeah, I'm telling this from my grandparents' standpoint, they will go out and buy the console, and they're like, well, we need this, too. We need that. And it's not that they need it at the moment, it's the possibility that they'll have it.
Well, what I found out, which is really cool that Sony has, though, is like if you ever got the USB adapters for the PS2 controllers, which I did to use PS2 controllers as computer controllers, you can plug them straight into the front USB and it works as more controllers.
Well, they are retarded because they were the spawns of the elusive multi-tap.
For PS2?
Yeah, and PS1. The thing that never existed. People were like,
I almost bought it for a few different games, actually.
The only time I've ever seen a multi-tap is when I was playing SmackDown when I was a kid. That's how sad it was.
Well, actually, multi-tap came out for the Super Nintendo first.
Did it? Oh, well. No one cares about Super Nintendo.
The Super Nintendo came out, it looked like a big V. You plug in each of your controllers.
Oh, dude, I do remember that. That was PlayStation.
It was Super Nintendo.
PlayStation came out the V, too.
Well, yeah. It might have done also the V, but I know for the first Super Nintendo controller.
Once again, if we ever upload this on any website, which we need to, I'm pretty sure we'll have that one person's like, "You guys are both wrong! It was like the Atari Genesis, and it was 1982.
Genesis had 3-player games, but only 2 controller slots, so it would be possible that they could have had a multi-tap that just turned 1 slot into 2. Could be possible.
Whatever, it was all about the 64. This had GoldenEye, which was enough set there.
I mean, the 64 had the same issue with buying the PS3. Like, you get it, and you feel like you need to buy immediately 4 controllers.
Well, I was one of those kids that had, like, the stupid, like, Mad Cats. And, like...
I hate the cheap knockoffs.
Oh, no, I hated them, too, but that's only because I could only afford the cheap knockoffs.
Well, I remember I got some kind of cheap knockoff for the PA, for the Super Nintendo. Oof. And the whole thing was, like, clear plastic, you know, trying to be really cool. And just because it was so cheap, it just shattered. So, I was like, I don't think I'll ever get, like, knockoff name brand ever again.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Mad Cats and, like, some of the other brands do have some decent peripherals?
Peripherals.
Peripherals. But, like, their controllers are garbage. Like, but they're all in one court? Amazing. Because you can play. But no, after that, we're going to discuss Fringe. And a little bit of LOL, some League of Legends, because I'm kind of frustrated with that, and I want more people to play it, because I at least want to beat somebody one day, and not just a bot or beginner.
Tom plays.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I've tried to ask him, but I think he's afraid to, like, ever tell me anything, so I was like,
fine. I met Tom, or the rest of the people, except for Josh.
You've met Josh?
except for Josh.
Oh.
And Zach.
Yeah.
And Ricardo. Who's Jamaican?
Ricardo's not on there.
I know, but he's not on there. But...
He didn't even listen to it because he just thinks we're all a bunch of idiots.
Smooth. Podcast? Who does that? Radio show.
Basically. So, like, we're a bunch of dumbasses, man.
That's the only way to become famous nowadays. And no.
Basically.
You can become, like, not rich. You can become, not well off either. But you can get sponsored trips to, like, don't want that either. Since you my awesome co-host, you can be the guy that goes. I'm like,
that's right.
I'm a chef. I work a bazillion hours a week.
You can do all the work, Marcus, and I'll go take all the vacation.
You probably will take all the vacation because I'm going to be working like 20 hours a week anyways. 20 hours a day anyways. So I'm probably like, oh, fuck. I can't afford to go on 3 days of a con. Are you serious? No. you go report back and we'll have a podcast about it.
Works for me.
Which probably happens anyway.
I put up a video of it of me going on my trip.
You can stay in my discount hotel.
I
would have to be there, so they'll call and like. But
family.
they actually do call and like.
No.
Okay, we got friend. Blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. And hopefully, I'm gonna splice some music in eventually, and I will be doing that for our segues. That way, it'd be more calls.
Yeah, I mean that'd be fine. I like when they do a little small, like, tempo beat in the background, but nothing Mexican. That just irritates me. Because it'll just be like, everything's normal, and then you'll just hear, ay, 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 ay. And then, like, if the conversation kind of dwindles down, that's when you hear them.
Until they have the El Pollo Loco.
God damn.
He's talking about, El Pollo Loco. No. But onward to my top news, which... That's the only news I actually know of, and I actually will care of a multi-group for anyone else, which is Netflix. I don't know if you've read, but they're deciding to add both things, the DVD and the streaming, as one giant entity, are two separate ones.
Wait, so they're trying to debate if they want to do it as one unit? Or
No, they already do it as one unit right
now.
That's
what I thought.
For $9.99, but they're going to change it to where you have to do separately for $7 to $8.99.
Break it?
Or have them join for $15.99, which is doubling the price together. And unlike most people, if you're not, the only way you're going to find out about this is if you actually read the news on any type of website. Because I know how they've done it before.
Or you listen to us.
I know how they've done it before, and they'll just sit, like, they're like, oh, by the way, we charge $15 this month. Out of nowhere. And
we've raised the costs.
And we raised the costs, and here's your one day annoying before your payment. Which I've seen happen. And it's a terrible plan, because as far as it goes right now, Redbox is just raping them, but Redbox doesn't offer as nearly as much as things to, like, TV shows or anything. So, from my standpoint, it's heartbreaking, because if they raise that price, well, I don't take the DVD out anyway. I want to, but my folks or my grandma's just retarded and lost her DVD, the DVD returns that we just forever have Julie and Julia out, which I don't know.
Isn't that cooking one?
Yeah. So I haven't even seen it. I've seen a clip of it. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm okay. I'm a blogger, and I get to write about somebody who does this for famously, and I'm going to do it every day. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, combining blogging and cooking. The cooking I would great.
The cooking part,
like,
from what I've seen, is cool.
But the blogging part sounds retarded.
It's terrible. But I don't know. If this was you and, like, your favorite, I guess, pay game. Not free game that you bought, like, a skin for, that said, hey, we're going to, you invested in, like, hey, we're going to charge you $12.99 for it out of nowhere, you know, monthly. And just
like, you know, a subscription or something.
Yeah. And then, like,
just raise it.
They're just kind of like, oh, you bought the skin, we already have a credit card permission. Well, would you like to pay for the game now? You can't play it anyway else without this. It's kind of just like, oh, okay, thanks, guys. I like your game and all, but the reason why I played it was because it was free.
Yeah.
It's like Guild Wars out of the blue. It's like, by the way, guys, I know you enjoyed this game for 2 years, but
Guild Wars doesn't charge.
I know, I don't know, but it's like, out of the blue, it's like, but you know that patch we're coming out with? Well, we looked into the overall pricing, and we're going to charge you guys now. But
yeah, thankfully they've always stated that they're never going to be a pay per month. Their idea behind it was to release, basically, I guess, upgrades or expansion sets, where the length between they release them, you'd be paying like $15 a month anyways if you just bought the expansions when they came out. Which was a retarded idea, because no one bought the expansions. Well, I take that back. People bought them. The diehard fans bought them immediately. Everyone else that I know waited at least like 3 or 4 months and bought them for like half the price.
Wow.
So.
Well, it's like me now. Like, I'm just July. I am officially 7 months WoW clean. And I actually haven't looked back. Like, they sent me free updates saying, like, you should play for 7 days. I'm like, no. Maybe you should do this for. So I'm like, no. It's still on my computer. And it's on my computer for the reason why my virus protector won't let me update it. So it's kind of like, if it won't let me play it, thus, just uninstalling it is not needed. If I uninstall it, then I'm have the wanting to actually go back. You know what? I can reinstall it and play it again.
How does that work? That, you know, once you get rid of it,
because now it's gone.
I could go through the effort of putting this game back on.
Because once I download it,
I want to play
and like try to update it, and it doesn't work. Then I'm like, damn, I'm gonna play it more. So it's kind of like more anticipated. Now that it's on there, and I'm like, all right, I can't play it. Whatever. Let's call it a day. Even though it's an easy fix.
Is your computer even running still?
No, not my computer. My computer's trash and gone by now. On his way to Mexico or something. I think it's funny. My grandparents had the same, their old computer down there. It's like, we need to destroy the hard drive and all this stuff. Like, yeah, I need to take it out. you can throw the case away. So with the heavy motherboard. Ooh. And now it has data on it.
It's got your RAM.
Oh, no. That RAM's all updated anyway. So how would you feel about, I know you don't care, I guess, about the Netflix thing, but since I'm a customer.
And I think it seems like a big price scam, but I knew eventually they were going to have to, and I think that's the plan, you know, release it at this rate where everyone gets hooked to it, and they all like these special features. I mean, it's not a bad tactic. It's called penetration pricing.
Well, I mean, I know from my standpoint, it's like Redbox can still exist with my Netflix. Because, first off, I can go right around the corner and pick the DVD up versus sending in the mail, waiting 2 days, getting the DVD. By that point, I'm like,
I think the streaming would be what I'd pay for.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm paying. I'm much rather pay for streaming. And my whole point is I've been trying to go legit, not downloading anything anymore, and I really want companies to be like, hey, let's release it. But they don't do that. Stupid.
Make a pay service that's just as easy as torrenting in your set.
Well, it is. You can just do, like, iTunes and all that stuff.
But you still don't have the selection.
You know, you have a selection. Like, TV shows, you can get pretty much all. Or Amazon. They have all the TV shows.
Netflix?
Not Netflix, but, like the latest episodes.
You have to start figuring out, like, you have to get a collection of different things, like Hulu and Netflix and something else, to be able to get, like, the full selection of what you want.
Not necessarily true.
That's just dumb.
Not necessarily, because even though Hulu offers you all these episodes of TV shows, the new stuff, still not currently licensed to them.
And they have to wait, a week or two longer once it's already done, so...
You can still watch the episode on their computer for Hulu, like, the newest episode, but you can't watch it on any of your extenders, which defeats the purpose of having Hulu Plus. Because don't get me wrong, I like Hulu Plus, but if I can't watch it on my 360, or my DVD player downstairs, or my iPod, then what's the fucking point?
You need to watch it on my iPhone.
It's like, oh, by the way, you gotta watch this on your computer. Like, fuck, I gotta go on my computer. Like,
yep.
And I'm sitting there like this, give me a remote, lay down. Fucking asshole.
Yep.
And, like, not everyone has laptops nowadays, or, I have an iPad. I'm a douche.
Those are such a waste of money.
Oh, it's my e-reader.
It's such a trendy thing.
I'm like, I can understand if it was for reading a book, but then again, why don't you just get a Kindle or something like that? Same thing, cheaper. But I can't play games on it. Why would you? No.
You can't get a bunch of pointless apps that I'm only going to use once. Yeah.
I've seen people use it, like, as a laptop. I'm like, get a laptop. It's far more, I guess.
It's not as heavy. It is more versatile than a laptop is.
I mean,
at this point,
I understand.
Make it as fast as a decent laptop.
I understand.
But
getting it sometimes, but if you're not going to get the full capabilities, which I mean, like, getting the 3 or 4G capabilities of it, to me, that's been deeming useless. Like, then you're just waiting for a free Wi-Fi hotspot to use anything. And, yes, not going to happen that often.
So you can get 4G network cards for notebooks.
Yeah, and it costs, like, nothing to do. You don't have to have a subscription or a plan to get it. You can just, like, hey, I have a phone contract already. I can just grab this. Not with AT&T, you just... Like, people who have T-Mobile are like, they're just like, fucking, I can plug this little thing in and have 4G everywhere, blah. Or I have Verizon, I can plug this in, bro, I have 4G everywhere, blah. I want to buy an iPad. Well, you want to have 4G with that? So I need an AT&T contract with it. I'm like, awkward.
No.
I just say it's a free Wi-Fi.
Was it Microsoft got booed off stage, or was it Nintendo that mentioned AT&T?
It was Sony.
It was Sony?
Yeah, they got booed. They were like, but this thing's coming out with AT&T. Everyone's like, boo. I don't know why.
The Vita, I guess, or their phone.
AT&T's about, we acquired their entire monopoly back anyway, so not like it matters. I don't really care either. That's the sad part. I'm like, whatever. As long as you're not legitimately, like, coming up with T-Virus, I don't care.
AT&T umbrella.
I'm like, it's like, you put way too much emphasis, like, oh, I can't believe this corporate. I'm like, well, go to a fucking foreign country. What the fuck?
The last T stands for T-Virus.
I'm like, wow. I'm like, damn, you know what? I'm not afraid to say, I love America. Wanna know why? Because I've been other places.
Other places suck.
So, fuck it. Onwards to... So now that Andrew has finally seen season 1 and season 2 of Fringe, and season 3, I'm really not going to spoil it because not much really happens, in my opinion. I'm not joking with you. I'm just joking with you.
It's just like season 2. Actually, season 3, so much as far as I've watched, is fantastic. It's glorious.
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 You know, this season 3 is the new spot, by the way, and on the Friday. They moved it to Friday, which...
Aren't they on season 4?
No. This is season 3 is the last season that just ended.
Ended.
Yeah. And season 4 starts, but this is...
Yeah, they so moved I can't
it.
Watch it.
I know, but they moved it on Friday, which is, surprisingly, it's a Fox death slot. was surprisingly...
Yes, actually, because season 2 was so dumb that no one even wanted to continue watching it into season 3. I wouldn't blame them.
I like season 2, personally. I like
2 is a bunch of filler. And if we ever play clips from the first one, I hate filler. It's like why I don't watch Buffy or Angel or anything like that. Because there's 90% filler.
Okay. But you didn't like... I still don't think you like the Newton guy. I love Newton.
Newton was stupid. He didn't do anything.
I just like his accent and his, like, swagger. He was just so, like... When I think of villain, I'm like...
Yeah, and then, you know... He never mattered.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say spoiler, because there's a lot of spoilers.
And yeah, like, if you haven't already seen seasons 1 and 2 and parts of... At least, like, the first 7 of 3, we will probably be spoiler-heavy, so be aware of that.
So, jumping into that, Peter Bishop was stolen. I just love that. And
he didn't get stolen. He willingly went.
Well, okay, so you have seen that episode where he's explaining to Olivia what happened.
Sort of. I mean, maybe not in super detail. He's only talked to Faux Olivia, though.
Yeah, what's Faux Olivia? Oh, wow. I completely forgot about that. But yeah, no, he explains why. No. He explains to Olivia.
And I haven't seen it yet.
No, that wasn't. It was season 1.
It
was season 2. It was season 2. Once he explains why he gets, why she can see, he gives her into. That's the first episode where they go back in time. Where, like, they have a full episode of. Like, almost like. Where it's like a flashback.
Are you talking about when Peter leaves and just goes on his own?
No. When he gets stolen, he leaves.
He goes through the dimension.
Yeah.
Back home.
Yeah, that happened with the real Olivia because he was trying to explain why he was telling her why it happened.
Why he left?
No, why he went to go get the son because
he's the son. Oh, why? Why Walter?
Yeah, why Walter went to go get
him. Yeah, I know that.
That happened with Olivia, not for Olivia.
Yeah, I know. You said Peter.
Yeah, I mean, I said no. That's what I meant.
Peter explained everything.
No, my bad.
And I was like, no, Peter has only been talking to Faux Olivia after he's coming back.
But yeah, Walter.
Walter stole Peter.
And it was like, well, Peter was going to die.
Well, yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, the Observer comes in and he screws up a point in time.
Yeah.
Walternet is supposed to see
the cure
that it's there.
Technically, the way he explains it, it's not a cure. It was more so they had to. It worked, but he had to work on that more.
Well, no, he had the cure. He needed to stabilize it.
Yeah.
But he had it. Yeah. And basically, since he didn't see that it just needed stabilization,
he would have crossed it out.
He threw it out.
And what?
I still don't know how just because pink liquid turns blue means you have a cure, but. Okay.
Well, they're scientists. Liquids change, and they're like,
But blue means panacea.
I think it's awkward that, like they said at the beginning, like, when they showed the episode, it's like, well, this culture is advanced in certain ways, but yet we're advanced enough to create a window to the world. I'm like, what's the fuck?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is where the world's, they said it in one episode that the technology has just evolved differently.
Yeah.
And I really wish they'd kept that and moved with that. And it kind of did. But, and then other points are just like, they're just technologically better than us in every way. And I'm like, what? Then how did they not find out how to cross worlds?
They still.
Even though you guys have.
They still haven't really. Like, it sent people over.
Voltronet has all of his brain, so why can't he have the capability of figuring out how to do it?
Well, I guess Walter. Well. Once again, Walternet, once he found out, oh, that's later, never mind. sorry.
So we'll figure out that, but, so that's one of the things that aren't explained, but it's still open to be able to.
Well, since he changed from, like, a hardcore scientist to
that's a
secretary,
yeah.
He was like, once he, basically, like, they have my kid, I think that, I'm pretty sure they have him, his passion. He was still a man of science, but he was more political. So he couldn't have the, he didn't have the knowledge.
Well, what's interesting, though, is that Earth Prime found out about the other dimension. However they did that. Because I guess they made the window.
Well,
was the first
they explain it in one episode of season 1. Like he says it like in a kind of joke. Me and Belly used to take so much LSD that we saw these things, and we had to find out a way to to actually see it.
Experiments.
And they, and that's how they found about the other dimension, which makes it very plausible that the other dimension did not have that, since Bell. Since he didn't have Bell, which was an equal scientist, an equal mind. So
it makes sense.
Based off that assumption, you have to figure that they would have no clue that there's another.
Yeah, I guess since Bell never existed, that would explain for a lot.
And well, he did exist; he just got killed. And then it probably never, and Walter never met.
Walter and Bell never existed.
Never met together. So yeah, their massive dynamic never existed. None of that happened.
Well, massive dynamic only got created well after.
Well, there, I mean, there is no massive dynamic in the in the second in Earth 2. Dose. Did.
Alternate Earth.
Alternate Earth. Since everything. Earth dose. So I always thought that was weird, because like the entire time you're like, okay, so all this stuff is going down in the second world, which I think they had a lot of things that were cool, like the show me card, so you can go anywhere. Awesome.
Sit down.
I was like, that makes sense, because
sounds like something that actually would exist. I was like, that's so stupid. How would you have a show me? Sounds some kind of stupid trendy thing that actually would like take off.
Well,
like,
oh my god. I guess since the world is more government-based control, it makes sense.
It definitely seems much more communist over there.
Well,
what they think, like, a more communist.
Go figure. I mean, they have, ever since 1985, they've had random things happen to have, they have had to explain as, they can't, I don't think they've even been able to explain is what's going on. It's just like, these events are happening, we need Amber. Sorry. Strange events happen. So as soon as you, basically, if strange events happen, fuck, get the fuck out of this area. I mean, Boston doesn't even like, really exist.
Yeah, it's just cool.
Yeah. Harvard? Amber.
No, except, they'd have the lab.
Except for the lab, apparently.
It doesn't make any sense.
I guess everything happened outside the lab, so kind of makes sense. Which, they still had the same equipment, which I thought was awkward.
No, he didn't have the same equipment.
Yeah, some of the same equipment.
Yeah, because it was what he would have made there.
Yeah.
He didn't have the same equipment, because Bell never worked with him. And Bell did work with him at Harvard.
But like
Earth Prime.
I like the fact that their coach is like, we have the tank still there. So we go to the tank. And I'm like, I guess that's an interesting MacGuffin. That he, she can, I was like, I finally was happy when she finally realized that she can, how to get back to the other world on her own.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I'm presuming that she's supposed to figure that out because she's been in the water tank.
My bad.
Back, but she so far needs drugs.
My bad, sorry.
That's okay, I knew that was going to happen eventually.
Mind wipe. That was so season 3. I got that, so it was more recently in my head. You know, you're right, season 2 does suck. I can't think of anything other than the last 3 episodes that happened.
There's a lot of filler in it, and you're just like, next.
Because I did skip through the last time.
I sat through them all, but they were literally all pointless. Like,
well,
here's what it was. It does have, like, a house kind of style of show that I've noticed, which is, you know, the first season they had a full storyline because they had a villain. They had the creepy British dude. I can't think of his name right now.
Was he British? I thought he was German or something.
No, I don't know.
He had an accent. He was British.
He was a blonde guy and he had bad teeth, so I just guess British.
Scottish or Welsh. Whatever.
He could have been. I'm not saying he wasn't. But yeah, he was clearly defined. There was also mystery behind Peter that will eventually come out. They had stuff that kept you wondering. They still had filler episodes that were pointless and dumb, but there was only like 2 or 3 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Then season 2 hits, and they're like, oh, let's play it off to feeding. And like, it starts off really well. I think the first 3 or 4 episodes are really good in that they start talking about the Peter stuff. And then for like 10 episodes, or even 15 episodes, it's like pointless. It's like, here are these quirky little adventures with the characters you've known and loved for all of season 1.
I said, didn't they have a musical episode too? Season 2?
Yes.
I skipped that episode.
Like, it was either season 2 or season... Yeah, it's season 2. It was a recap. That's what they did for their recap.
I was like, I hate musical episodes. I don't care. Like, I hate musical episodes, and regardless of any show, it can be my favorite show. I'm like,
nothing happened.
Yep. Well, no. Like, something had happened.
No, because it switched to the next episode, and that's what actually happened. Like, it was a fake story of them looking for Peter, and they didn't find him. Lo and behold, it was a little fun story musical thing.
It's stuck for Peter.
And then the next episode is, what's happening with Peter?
No, I don't like is how selfish Peter was acted towards Walter. But I guess
kind of like, you know,
I mean,
he already hates him.
He was going to like him. They were like, that's they the call thing. Him dad. And
he
everything.
Starts getting to like him, and he still had this hidden from him. And I think if they had just flat out told him instead of him trying to figure it out, maybe would have gotten over a little bit better.
But yeah, I like how he's like, no, you totally lived through that by chance. That bridge coming. You know, it just randomly disintegrated to the guy next to you. Not you. Yeah, about that.
I still understand, because they explained it that the shock waves of it opening is what disintegrated him.
Yeah, like...
So why would that have not disintegrated Peter?
Well, because he's originally from the universe.
Doesn't matter. Cool.
Well, no, he explained that. If you're, the only people who can survive that are people who are from that universe. So if you're not from that universe...
They never explained that. They just they said that if you were up there... In the seismic ripples that they're trying to cause, that would destroy you. Just because it was the ripples.
No, that was only if you're from Earth Prime. Like he said, Walter says, like, if you're from Earth Prime.
He didn't say
Earth Prime. He said if you're
basically. He didn't say that. It was only because.
Well, Peter, he said that to Peter because he was like, all right, yeah, Peter, you can't go up there because if you go up there, the seismic ripples.
No. He found out later because Peter goes to ask him. There was a man on the ridge coming in. He didn't die. So it's only people from... He put it together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he saw Walternet on the bridge.
And he was like...
He knew it was Walternet at the time, but he saw...
A guy up here.
A man living through the teleportation of the zones. So he figured that only the people from Earthdos live.
Earthdos. And he's like, oh. I'm like... And part of hate is like... He says so many times, you were sick. He'll have like a mental lapse, like, you were sick once as a kid. And his story changes too, it's funny.
He's always sick once when he was a kid.
Yeah, but one time he barely dies in like an ice.
No,
like,
the first time that happened.
No, the first time he explains, he's like, we fell through the ice. And.
You nearly died, you got very sick.
Yeah, and he says you nearly died because you got very sick from that, but it's not that he was already sick.
Yeah.
So you're like...
He did change that.
And then he goes,
story.
Like, you were very... And then he goes back, he's like, you were very ill as a kid. I'm like, wait, did he crash through ice and get ill? Or was he very ill before he crashed through ice? And then how did the observers save him? And so, like, that's the initial, like... Confused, like, so what happened?
That's going to be the initial of the viewers trying to piece together is... What's going on?
But for me, once I saw the grave, I was like, oh. There was no more. And then, like, once I realized that, like, when I said metal history, I was like, my initial thought was clone, but then soon, like, as soon as something else randomly happened, like, once they start tearing dimensions, it was like, I think, like, the first, like, when the episode when they go through the safe walls, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. He's from another universe, isn't he? there was no even hint that there was another universe. It was like, once I saw people tearing through shit, I was like, no. There's something else going on. There's no clone, because cloning doesn't make sense.
I like how we're supposed to talk about season 2, and we're already back to talk about season 1, because season 2 sucks.
Season 1 made more sense.
Season 1 was well written. So far, season 3, though, has been fantastic.
Season
3
is amazing, because the writers are, like, fully forward now. Like, I love in love with it. Season 2, I do like the last, three episodes. I like the episode where Walter, they're piecing back his brain, because you find out...
Was interesting...
Only for that brief second, you find out who Walter really is.
Like, they had a few episodes that were really good. They had the episodes of, Peter figuring out. And then they had the dude that wired himself through and could, like, teleport himself, even though that was filler. No, it wasn't quite filler.
Yeah, it stops him from telling us.
No, it encouraged him. Because he said, if I ever get a sign from God, then that means he can forgive me. Sign for God is a white tulip, and if God forgive me, Peter could forgive me too. And so he gets sent a white tulip from the guy who time travels.
What a stupid idea. He time traveled to save
him. And then he still didn't tell him.
Yeah, he time traveled only to get himself killed.
Well, he time traveled to save his wife. But then he was like, I guess I'll just die here, too, with her.
Well, it goes with the whole saying that,
Because, you think she'd still want to be with him after he was, like, Metal Man?
Was he still Metal Man when he got back?
Can undo that to himself.
Wait, no, wait. This makes sense.
They didn't show it,
but wouldn't he...
when he teleported back to the train, he was still Metal Man, so he doesn't lose it when he changes.
Did he kill himself or something when he teleported? Because he would still exist.
That's what's weird, is he just replaces himself in that time zone.
That makes sense. It defeats the standard law of time travel.
Well, except for it just requires an enormous amount of energy.
Well, I mean, they said that, but if he still...
Because what he does is the way they put the page, where they go link to link...
Yeah, that's right. He was jumping back where it was still him, regardless of the point in time.
Yep.
That's right, I remember that. Because... No, that's why he didn't have it.
No, he still had it, because he couldn't jump back, because then he wouldn't have it. Or he wouldn't have had that part that he, like, replaced and put in there. Mm. Like... It's him that goes back, because he still has all the memories. Otherwise, he shouldn't have any of the memories.
I'm just going to call it there. I'm going to call it bullshit.
Yes, it's time travel. It's going to be confusing as hell anytime.
He should still technically exist. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Because regardless of if he went back or not, there's still a copy of him there.
No, that's the thing. It's not a copy. It's
well, no, because he went back to the... Because he was going somewhere, so he... Yeah, that's right. Never mind. Fuck it.
So, it's basically... It's as if you... It's kind of like that straw thing. I think it's a better version of that, where you filled the straw with water and you moved anywhere along it. But he stays that... who he is at that point.
Yeah, whatever. He's a douche.
I thought he was cool.
Time-traveling douchebag who...
I thought he was going to do something way cooler. Like, when he just pulled it out, like, he was going to make, like, a Magneto shield or something. Like, electromagnetism.
He's like, nope.
And they were going to shoot bullets at him, and he's going to, like, stop in front of him, and then he's going to send them back at him. And I was like, yes, Magneto.
Like how once he did it again, once they found out he could time travel, like, fuck, we can't even stop this guy
technically. They're like, we don't even know how many times he's done this.
We could have had the same conversation many of times.
Yeah, I like that. So, I like the dialogue behind that. And
I like the random things that kept happening, like how they show you how different time, how much time can change something, like the note dropping, and like the simple, small little details, like him like having the note in his pocket and it falls out.
It fell out every time.
I know, it falls out every time, but, like, who picks it up, who sees the note,
changes. It was the same, wasn't it?
No.
It didn't impact anything.
Like...
Because it dropped out of his pocket, and then...
When you jump out of his pocket first time...
The FBI guy pulls it up,
and he takes it back.
Who is this? And he's like, oh, that's mine.
And he jumps out of his pocket, somebody else, not the same FBI, I picks it up. Because the first time he finds it, I think. Or one of the other times he finds it.
It only happens twice. And I swear it's the same dude again. And I was just like, that's kind of pointless.
Let's see. What else have you seen, too?
I
forgot what the story of all the time.
It's like, season 2 had creepy mole people. Yeah, it's like, what it was them doing more Fringe Division stuff. Where it's like House, where, you know, you have the random... You could actually see, like, random formula of opening is going to be the Fringe incident. Then opening sequence of, you know, the title of this is Fringe. Then, you know, characters do something goofy and funny and antic-y. Then they find out that this has happened. Then they go there, check it out. Then, once they have it checked out, they find out something new about the scene. Go look into that. That's the problem. Solve that. End of the episode. Oh, and there might be, like, some heartwarming lesson or something.
Heartwarming lesson. Going with Walter. I just left the episode, like, where he gets lost.
That's the filler episode. Oh, that was... Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Because it just shows more character. It just gave character development for Walter.
For Walter, yeah.
Like, poor fella. I feel bad for him. He's like, but what?
Ashford got, like, clubbed.
Yeah, Ashford got shafted. And it's like, the Peter was more... Horrible. A little more love between Peter and Walter, because, like, at the same time, Peter was like, I can't believe this, but you were trying...
What was the impact of that? He put a chip in his neck?
Yeah.
And then the next episode, Walter put a chip in his neck. I've got the thing to find it. Oh, they ripped it out. Why put a chip in his neck if they're just going to rip it out in the next episode?
Well, no one would have thought that they would be trying to piece back somebody's brain together and take Walter at the same time.
Yeah, but, like, it seemed like such a good thing this is how they're actually going to catch them. But that's awesome. Oh, no, it's already thrown out.
I do love the quick snippet of full Walter. I'm like, wow, he was a kind of a dick. I mean, that's full. I mean, he I guess he would be a dick if he if all the pieces were put back together and he was fully like aware of the situation. He's like,
yeah, I'd be pissed too.
But then he'd take it back, like, no, he's stupid again. He's not stupid. He still has his IQ, but it's just broken. But like full, I was like, man, full Walter must have been a powerhouse.
So spoiler for season 3, Walter gets the massive dynamic ownership, and I was like, yes, it's about time. I just want to see. I want to see more of that. That side, like everything in season 3, is what season 2 should have been. And season 2 could have just been those like 4 episodes, the beginning and then the end, double episode.
Yeah, he does give them some random things. Like, what did you get? Massive dynamic. It's like, wait, so we're billionaires now? Basically. We. So I'm like,
that way, yeah.
I was like, so wait, you guys are the government. You know that, right? I kind of want to throw that out there, but they never use it. It sucks.
Well, it's kind of like the Deus Ex Machina.
It's like, so, well, now that all the fringe events aren't based on Bell's work or Bell's book, it's kind of better.
It's Bell's book. I think it's Walter's book.
No, Bell wrote the ZFT manual.
Are we sure?
Yeah, he says that, like, Billy he wrote it.
No, he thinks Billy wrote it, but he couldn't figure out if he did or didn't.
No,
it was definitely. And I think they wrote it either together or... So I know William didn't just write it. William Bell didn't just write it. I know Walter had something to do with it. And Walternate wrote it for their world.
Oh. Yeah, Walternate's a douche, though. Yeah, Walternate.
But, I mean, like, considering that Walternate wrote the whole book for his world, that makes me think that they wrote it for theirs. Mm-hmm. But it's a little different.
All I know is Walternate is a douche. A douche. Plain and simple. Douche. Like, there's no way around it.
Yeah, I don't like that they don't build his character past what they basically need him to be, which is, you know, person in charge. He needs to be just amiable to everyone that they get along, but basically he's just pure motivated with revenge, I feel like.
I would too. Not only did Walter Prime take your son, but he also cured your son and then raised your son. That's a lot of douchery right there.
Well, see, I think the curing isn't douchery.
No, as a scientist, that is pretty douchery.
That
is like... And the fact that he did while watching him.
He didn't know he watched him.
Well, no, I would imagine that he put that together.
I mean, we don't... Like, clearly he had to have known that the son over here was sick.
But we don't know. But still, I would imagine as a scientist, that would be like the ultimate, like, kick in the face, like... So,
but I think it's funny though, if you pay attention, Walter would never have gone into Earthdose if the Observer hadn't screwed up.
True.
So that alone was the catalyst for everything going to hell.
Because he
never was motivated enough.
Yeah, because he saw like, okay, he's on a way to getting the cure. He's closer than I was, and he's like, yeah, all right, and he was kind of happy with just. Knowing that the other people were going to live. He's like...
Yeah. I mean, that was his only intent in the beginning, too, was... Yeah. I need to get the other Peter... He brought over the cure, but it got smashed. So then he had to bring Peter back to make sure he got the cure.
I just think it's funny how he comes in and it's like, why are you wearing that old jacket?
But see, I don't know if Walter Prime was actually as evil or mean as Walternate, because in Earth Prime, Peter gives Walter the coin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
But Walternate, in Earth Dose, Peter gives the coin to his mother. I think they bonded more in Earth Dose. I think that's why he really didn't like his father, because Walternate was a total dick. And always had been. And I think that's the memories he really had. They don't talk about it enough, though, but I feel like those are the memories he's had, because he always felt stronger connected with the mother.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and like, that's the only thing I really want to know more of Peter's childhood, was Walter really that was not there in a normal world.
Oh.
Because he felt, I mean, I wonder if he changed because he felt that Peter wasn't his son.
Yeah, okay, you have to watch more season 3 then.
So, I mean, yeah. That's what I'm waiting to find out, because I thought about that a lot for season two, but God, season two is just so rolling on and on with pointless episodes.
As a watcher of season three, all your answers will be answered. All your questions will be answered.
All my answers will be answered. Your answer. Well, that's not very useful.
All your answers will be answered.
All your answers are in season three that you seek.
Well, that was season two and season one, and some of season three. We'll probably have more.
Henry in season three is a badass. That's all I'm gonna say. Henry was the cab driver.
Oh yeah, Henry. I always forget his other
dude.
Season.
Henry's the shit.
Dude,
I'm on the episode right now where he does even more. I can't wait.
Well,
I was like, Henry, yes.
Was it as a? That's a crap. That whole transformation for Olivia must, like I said before, must have sucked balls. They imprinted memories on her by suggestively saying it to her.
They didn't say it to her. They injected her with memory goo.
Well, they did that, which wasn't working. They did it a bunch of times.
Well, they did that, and it only worked because of adrenaline.
And they just kept doing it.
Are you talking about because she had the multiple things?
Yeah.
No, see, those were just the drugs to enable her to be able to be susceptible to it. They've only tried, I think, once or maybe twice.
Three times.
Is it three?
Yeah, because they're like, it's not working. We need upper doses again. They're like,
well,
it's a killer.
He said, you should do it again. He's like, we can't do it again. It'll kill her.
Yeah, because they've done it more than once at that
point. Do it again.
They've done it more than once by that point. Mm. And I was like, man, that's a... It's like, what a terrible thing to do. It's like, somebody's like... Not only did they...
make them believe they're someone
else. Yeah, like, and then it worked. Not even, like, by the fact that, like, it worked as in...
See, I just think it's ridiculous because... I feel like that was that was the only part I didn't like, I think, so far in season three, is I figured Olivia would be smart enough to fake it. And then once she faked it, get out and do whatever she needed to do.
Well, that's the thing that's sort of, like, the point where they kept the fact that, like, Peter was showing up, it was that one memory, not memory, but that one glaring thing that was in the back of her head, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's still coming back. Yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't gotten past... Like, I know that she's now refiguring out, but that's about where I am now.
And then stuff like that happens.
It worked out better for how it was written, that she did actually get converted. And I understand that that's what they wanted. But I still feel like it was a slight against her character, that she didn't just think of at least trying to fake it.
Well, imagine...
At least once to try and get out or something. Like, I feel like her character would have done that.
I imagine once you get, like... enough, if someone tells you to do something enough times and then it happens and then your memories get crossed and it comes to a point where like...
Yeah, I mean that would have been fine too if she just faked it and then it started coming out and they did try and make it a different way of she was fighting it so hard.
And then when it did happen, you're like, did she really just... like, because when they get to the mom house and I'm like...
No.
I'm thinking like, she's going to a safe house. She's going to this place. I'm like,
no,
like,
I knew she wasn't going to a real safe house, but I thought she was going to go to like, basically.
She's getting out of this, and like, it goes to mom's like, oh god.
Oh, I knew that because Walter never told her anything, so that's when I first noticed that her memories were getting crossed.
And then, like, not only did it change her memory, but her accuracy, everything. Like, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, it did something where, like, suggestively it changes her attributes too. It's like, that's pretty neat. Like, she even, like, basically was. I was like, that is ridiculous. Like, oh, I think that'd be kind of cool at the same time, but at the same time, I guess not. Because you wouldn't know,
marksman.
Because you wouldn't know that you were that it was something different. Your memory would be at that point that you were that person.
Mm-hmm. What do we want to move on to?
That was terrible. It's just as a person, I just hate that happened. Lose your sanity and then to gain it back as somebody else, and not know that you gained it back as somebody, and also everyone else accepts you as that person.
Feel like that is insanity because that's what everyone's told you now at this point.
Hell, even the people there didn't know. They're just like, I guess she just had a mental relapse. Like, she's trying to kill you multiple times.
No, she hasn't. Well, I don't know. They tried. To kill her when she first escaped.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's the only time.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's trying to kill you. I think that's enough for me to warrant that.
Well, but they told her all that she thought she was somebody else.
Well, I guess that's enough to... Well, but the part pisses me off is like, that what there did exist two of them at one point.
Yeah, but no one saw that.
Oh, they didn't.
No one ever saw that there was two
that's
there.
That's right. Because then I look at she just walks in, changes her hair color, and then like...
Now, Charlie knew something was up because he did go with Olivia Prime and got knocked unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
And it does come out that their Olivia had this power, and that's why they're operating on current Olivia. But they think it's faux Olivia.
Yeah.
It's too hard to, like, logically explain.
I just like how it's like
talk about.
I was like, but I like how Walter, his one vice is that he'd never alter. Wait, never mind. I think I explained it. Never mind.
Okay. So let's move on.
It's one good character flaw. But next thing I want to talk about is the final
Harry Potter movie.
Oh yeah, Harry Potter movie. Not the book, because that happened like a bazillion years ago.
Yeah, I like the books. I read all of them. And it took me actually, I waited on the last book like 2 years after it was out, even though I went to the launch party with a bunch of friends.
You're like, middle school when that happened?
It was high school. Because we went and got a whole bunch of alcohol too. No, it was college. Yeah, it was college. I don't know them.
I would never go to a Harry Potter launch party.
It was summer after freshman year.
I mean, include drinking with that, I guess. You know.
And only one person read the book. And I didn't even order it. And everyone, like, he read it in the that night. And everyone else, we all played, like, drinking games and had a lot of fun.
I guess it's technically possible if it's only 300 pages and you read a page a minute, you can finish in a day.
Those books are like 700 pages.
Well, still, they're like...
Yeah, they're big text.
12
big font.
They're like 34 font for for all the illiterate autistic kids out there in the world.
You could speed read and not comprehend like half things and most things, but yeah, that's basically what he did. He spent most of the night reading it to try and finish
it
in one night.
Hey guys, you're quiet down with a beer.
And he was a very nerdy kid.
No, I could never do that shit. But, I don't know, I've been wanting to see the first part of this last thing, but everyone's, like, that's one thing I guess the reviews kind of, like, ended it for me, because I'm like, they sit around, like, don't get me wrong, I don't mind dialogue, but I don't like when, like, it's dialogue that I kind of know what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, just like, hey, I know that this happens, can we just get on to it?
Well, there's not a lot of, it's not, I don't know, it's more weird, odd action scenes in the first one. I mean, I haven't seen the movie. I stopped watching the movies after three.
So you're not really. Okay, well.
I didn't like the Harry Potter movies.
Well,
so.
A few years ago, I sat down and watched all the movies.
I know you did.
And a marathon, which was a terrible idea because no one just sit through the first two Harry Potter movies. No one.
The first one wasn't bad.
The first one was terrible.
The first one's not bad.
The kids can't act. There's a lot going on. It's written to be like cliche, like young kid, like a young kids movie where like you think
it's not a bad movie as a movie standpoint for like, you know, taking your kids to go see it.
Well, I mean, it's hard to judge that movie because regardless of how well it was done, all the kids are like, oh my god, it's Harry Potter.
You just don't like the British. Oh my god, it's Harry Potter.
I mean, I remember.
I can't understand you with that accent.
No, I remember when.
Are you speaking Japanese?
I remember this movie came out in my ninth grade year, and like everyone was like, "Harry Potter," and I'm like, I guess I came out of like the urban culture at that time. I had just moved to like a suburb, like a white, more white suburban, and I'm like, "What the fuck is Harry Potter?" Like, you ever read Harry Potter? I'm like, no, I'm black. Why the hell am I reading Harry Potter? Well, first of all, why am I reading? For school, not outside of schoolwork. And I'm like, this Harry Potter is awesome. I'm like, yeah, about that. So, like, the first time I tried to watch a movie, I rented Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and couldn't sit through neither one of them. So, plus Lord of the Rings was ruined for, like, a long time until I got older. Until, like, 2 years later, I actually watched the first and second one. I'm like, okay, I can watch. I watched the first one, and I watched the second one in theater.
I loved the second one.
Well, at that point, I saw them in theaters. So
I still think the third one's overrated. And the first one's all right.
But as a young... Well,
I love Smeagol, so I'm a sucker for the second movie because it's all about him.
As a aspiring movie critic at the time, I was like, I gotta sit through these three-hour biopics. And I'm like, oh my god, they just walked me through the fucking woods. And like little midgets walking through the woods.
It's makes it worse. See, that's the thing. You aren't as artistically driven as I am. So you don't necessarily like to appreciate like the cinematography usually. Like, we've been over this before where like I told you about art styles about certain animes and you're just like, I don't get it, it's just gonna watch it. And to me, it can make a big difference what kind of art style it is. Like, if you try and watch something done by Genndy Tartakovsky that's not like Dexter's Lab, then you can just throw it away. Yeah. I mean, Powerpuff Girls, that's Symbiotic Robot,
and Powerpuff Girls.
Samurai Jack. I hate that art style. It worked alright for Powerpuff Girls.
I like Samurai Jack.
Oh, God. I mean, it's supposed to be good because the story is supposed to be a lot of fun, but that art style just, makes me want to vomit.
I can't get into it, the art thing. I always hear people talk about it. I'm like, the pictures are pretty? And I'm like, no.
Well, I come from, my mom's a big artist, my brother's a big artist, my dad used to doodle in high school. So, and my sister did very long into photography for a while, but...
Yeah, see. I suck at drawing. Everyone in my family sucks at drawing. And...
You can suck at drawing and still know, like, the art principles and...
Also...
Know, like, you know, use of space, use of texture, use of lighting and
also,
contrast.
You have to remember that growing up, I was very culturally driven. So, what I mean by that is, like, not only did I like these cultures, I read about their actual history, which, once I read the history and their treatment of other people, it distorted my actual view, making me not really care as much. Like, most people should, most...
To Japan?
Japan, most... Like,
oh, yeah, Japan's horrible.
Most, and everyone I talk to, like, especially young black men or black kids, are like, oh, look, like, the ones who are in anime or manga, they're like, oh, I love all this stuff, and I'm like, you know, there's, like, one existing town, and those are outcasts, right?
There's a really good book series drawn by a guy named Felipe Smith. It's Peepochu, or he has another one. It's like, I think, MBQ. Both of his books are very fantastic. Specifically, Peepochu is a story basically about a young African-American kid who works at a comic book store, and he basically works there so that he can get like the money from there to pay for his little addictive anime that he likes to watch called Peepochu. And he dies wanting to go to Japan because he knows Japanese from watching his cartoon Peepochu. And what's great about it is once he gets to Japan, they're speaking Japanese, and what he's learned is this disregarded vomit of a language called Peepochu. And it's its own language, and it's like... It's hilarious because he's running around trying to speak it to people, but it's spoken through like, it's kind of like Ren and Stimpy, where, like, you know, he, like, tilts his butt in the air, wiggles his legs back and forth, and then says stuff like, have nice day, Miss Egg, and that apparently translates to, like, you know, hello, or, and then there's, like, I hope you die, long time, and that's like, oh, you're my best friend. And apparently Peepochu was a cartoon that an American artist tried to make really big in Japan because he wanted to make an adult cartoon that the message behind it was something much deeper if you ever sat through it. But because it was so cartoonish and stupid, like kind of like butt jokes basically, it flopped entirely in Japan, but when the American sales got a hold of it, they told everyone in America that this is the most popular thing in Japan, and they ate it up. And that's what made me think of your comment of, you know, I want to go to Japan. Japan's so amazing. Look at all the stuff I like that they must like there too. And no, there's like one city in Japan that is like that.
Once again, those are the social outcasts. What you can do anywhere in America.
Yep.
I don't understand why. I mean, unless you really, really like Asian girls, which I guess that works. But, and then it's like a culture where, like, you can't just move there.
Yeah, the actual Japanese culture is ridiculously harsh, and it's...
Yeah, and, like, unless you have a job, that requires you to be there, unless you decide you want to be there illegally, which I don't know why, which everyone would be really racist to you, then it's a really terrible place to live. Basically. As an American. Like, they will kick you. Like, I've heard stories of people living there for 40 years, and once their job was done, getting kicked out and coming back to America and killing themselves because they've lived in a culture for so long.
Kind of ridiculous.
That they're part of it, and then they're not, and they come back to a world where they're not. That's not their world anymore. You can't spend over half your life somewhere and then be like, hey, by the way, you're going back home. Home what? But home's right off of, you know, I'm going to say Okaku Street or something random shit like that.
It's in Tokyo.
It's Tokyo, whatever. Home's in Tokyo or wherever. Kyoto or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like home time. Oh, America? The fuck? I don't even have family there anymore. They died. Where am I supposed to go? But we're talking about Harry Potter, weren't we?
I think so, somehow.
I don't know if we're like anime. I don't
know. We talked about artistical.
Not artistical, so, yeah.
We talked about Lord of the Rings.
But yeah, you're actually getting off that, fuck Harry Potter. I mean, I'm gonna probably go see the latest movie after I red boxed the first one.
First part?
The first part.
Good luck with that.
And I'm gonna watch that, and then I'm gonna go see it for dirt cheap in the morning, like I always do. I'm not going to wait in line, I'm going to go see it at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I gave up on that movie series when friends of mine saw the fourth one, and I was like, oh, it's really good depiction of certain scenes in the fourth book. I was like, what the hell does that mean? They're like, well, they took really good scenes, and they made them real. So how does it keep the plot going, or all the... what most of the Harry Potter stuff, which was kind of like murder mystery style for all of it, roll. It's kind of there. Okay, I'm done.
I really didn't like, I'm as a person who values movies over books more, mm-hmm. as far as entertainment, and I can understand people get frustrated with, like, their interpretations in their head, because as a book goes, it's your imagination. That fuels yeah. everything. So once you see something in real life or someone else's interpretation of the same story, remember, it's the same story as you read, or if they even read it, people get frustrated.
No, that's the thing. Like, I'm not against books becoming movies or TV shows.
What
I'm
just saying,
if it's
like,
done poorly, in a sense.
Well,
because, I mean, you can make a good movie, and I've heard that most Harry Potter movies are good movies,
true.
But, what?
There are...
And I saw the third one, and I didn't like it. Like, I didn't like it as a movie.
I mean, there are some bad parts of it. I mean, it's a, like a seven-part trilogy for fuck's sake. A seven-part series for fuck's sake. There's bound to be some hit or misses in there.
I mean, well, I love the third book. It was my favorite book.
Oh, see? Well, you're a fanboy then.
I'm not a fanboy, though. Like, I don't care that the movie didn't do it justice. I knew it wouldn't. I went into it knowing it wouldn't. So I knew it wasn't going to be the end-all, be-all great movie.
Sorry, that's amazing.
But it wasn't a good movie.
I don't know. I can't remember the third one. I forgot what it was about.
See, that's why.
I really don't remember. I can't remember which one.
The third one is The Prisoner of Azkaban, and that's the one where Peter gets his... Well, basically his...
Peter?
Not Peter. Harry.
Harry Hall.
Peter Potter.
Hey, oh.
Harry finds out that his godfather has escaped from the wizard prison.
Wizard prison. How does that work out? Like, I guess...
No, who cares? And so that he needs to be defended. Well, apparently, another friend of theirs, Lupin, who is my favorite character...
Did he get killed?
No, he doesn't get killed. He gets killed in the last book.
Oh.
Spoiler if you haven't read the last book by now.
Well, it's been like 10 years, so who cares? If you plan on reading Harry Potter, then and you're listening to this podcast, you should probably go not.
I mean, there's still a lot of people that reread it.
There's probably people who read Harry Potter.
I mean, now here's the thing though. I'm not against books being turned into movies because or TV shows because I'm a huge fan of George R. R. Martin's book series and. Once I found out that it was becoming an HBO special, I was super excited, and I've been watching it, and I watched the whole first season now that it's been done, and it is fantastic.
And what show was that?
Game of Thrones.
What network is it on again?
It's on HBO.
Okay, cool. That's all right. We gotta get paid. No, I'm joking. I wish.
So HBO, hook us up.
Lavis Las Manos.
You know.
Lavis Las Manos. Did you ever play with American Dad?
Dude, I don't watch him. Family Guy anymore.
Steve, the son, goes like the alien plays a joke. He's like, "Oh, you got accepted to Hogwarts." And like, he drops him off like a drug dealer's like place, and like the Mexican sitting there, or I'm sorry, Hispanic, he's sitting in there, and he's like, basically saying, "Wash your hands before you touch anything." He's like, "Lavis Las Manos." He's yelling, he's like, "Lavis Las Manos." And Steve's just like, "Oh, that's my potions instructor. Yeah, Lavis Las Manos." He's just got his little mom. Lavis Las Manos. I'm like, it's just, I didn't know what it meant until I started working, and that's just signs posted up saying, "Lavis Las Manos." I'm like, and it's right next to the wash your hands. So I'm like, oh, that's even more hilarious. It's like, so it's like, now at work, I'm just sitting in my head, like, "Lavis Las Manos, you over there."
You need to have this taken.
I like that. You. It's awesome. It's my wand.
I bet it is.
And since it's so long, it means I'm doubly powerful.
Uh-huh.
Not overcompensating at all.
Now, if you ever want a great experience, reread the Harry Potter books and replace the word wand with wang. Small little thing to do. But it will bring tears to your eye from how hilarious the first three books are.
Wow. I don't know.
I believe one line is, "You take after your father. He had an 11-inch thick mahogany wang. And your mother, on the other hand, she primed herself at a 10-inch willow's bend wang." And it's just like, wow.
I don't know what to say there. I got nothing.
Another part that's great is in the movie that you know, the first one when they meet the troll in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
The line reads, "Harry pulls out his wang from his nose. It's covered in thick, gloppy gray glue."
Harry Potter, and you know, fuck his.
The other part of that is an extra Patronus, white silvery wisp erupted at the end of his wang.
I thought, wasn't that one like his Omega spell, and it was like something that was like easily learned?
No, it wasn't easily learned.
It
was in the movie, like, which is why that movie is boring as hell.
And he had a montage scene where he's like,
he's like, "Expecto Patronus, bleep." Didn't work. 5 hours later. Well, no.
Didn't there like a scene where he's like training kids to do it? He's like,
that's a later movie. No, he's teaching them all. It's for like Dumbledore's army.
Like, by the way, guys,
I think that's the sixth one.
This heart spell I learned. You guys all can learn it, by the way. Why? Because I'm Harry Potter.
Well, it took them like what, a year or half a year to learn it.
I'm Harry Potter, and apparently I'm the shit around here. I'm like, you're not even.
Well, that's what he wanted to do, is become a dark arts professor.
Who?
After he found out about that, like that he was teaching them, like how much he learned that he liked teaching them stuff.
I just wish
he wanted to be an auror.
Now, what's all with him dying? Didn't he come back to life, or is he permanent dead?
Harry?
Yeah.
Harry's never died.
I thought he died in like last book.
Yeah. You think Dumbledore?
Dumbledore dies.
Fifth book or something.
Oh, he dies. What the
hell? Sirius also dies.
Who?
His godfather.
Yeah, I know he dies.
Who ends up being really cool.
What happened to Snape? Did he just.
Snape?
Yeah.
He killed Dumbledore.
I know.
And then he eventually tries to kill Voldemort, and Voldemort feeds him to a snake.
Oh, so he does die.
Yeah. Snape totally bites it because he's a douchebag.
Not really, I mean.
No, he's a total douchebag.
Snape kind of had to kill Dumbledore.
No, that's not even. It's not even why he's a douchebag. He's a douchebag because he's like a sniveling, nasty, like, dirty, filthy kid, and because of that, is upset that this girl doesn't like him.
Hey, he looked after Harry odd. In his own way.
Yeah, he kept him alive for as long as he felt like it.
Pretty long. Okay. I do not like the whole Voldemort thing. And, like, I feel like it could have been avoided completely.
Now, what's funny is I saw a chart the other day that each time you make a Horcrux, it's supposed to decrease your power by a percent. Like, I think 50 or something. So he made... It's funny because in each Horcrux, it's supposed to be the equivalent power. So the Tom Riddle book was the first Horcrux, so it was 50% of his power. He made, like, 12 other Horcruxes.
Who, Voldemort?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that just so he can live forever?
I mean, that's the plan, was that... So, because each one was a possibility of coming back. A Horcrux was basically... If you've ever heard of a lich, a lich creates a talisman that's called... it's got some fucked up letters in it. But basically, as long as he has that talisman, he can come back through it.
Okay.
And so that's basically what the idea behind a Horcrux was, which is as long as this Horcrux exists, he can come back through it. And so, you know, Tom Riddle... book diary was the first one, I think. Then he had a ring, then he had like a watch, and then he had the snake, then he had Harry Potter's scar, and then he had
terrible thing, by the way. I put a scar on you just so I can be inside you permanently. Voldemort, Harry Potter, splooging all over each other. That's what I think about
ew. Well, he planned to turn Harry Potter himself into a Horcrux.
I don't think he actually been connected to him from that whole thing. So I'm kind of...
Yeah, like, that's the thing. The Harry Potter series, it wasn't a badly written series. I mean, there's no point usually to reread any of them because the appeal to it is the mystery behind it. So once you've read it and you know all the answers, it's not ever going to be interesting unless you forget it.
I mean, you can... reread and miss the things you missed.
That's true. Like, kind of fun. It is kind of fun to reread it the second time to see if you could sync up everything that they're trying to hint at you. That's about it, though. But it's so like...
Voldemort wanted to be Harry Potter when he grew up?
No. Voldemort wanted Harry Potter to be him. When Harry Potter grew up. Basically, Voldemort could take over him.
Oh. So, Voldemort wanted to be Harry Potter when he grew up?
No, he wanted Harry Potter to be him.
No.
He didn't want to be Harry Potter. He wanted Harry Potter to be Voldemort.
Well, Voldemort is inside Harry Potter, controlling Harry Potter. Or part
no,
Harry
not.
Potter. Or if he's part Harry Potter, then...
He's only that scar on his head.
Thus, when Harry Potter becomes Voldemort, Voldemort essentially wanted to be Harry Potter when he grew up.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Voldemort didn't want to be Harry Potter when he grew up. He wanted Harry Potter's body.
Yeah, so he wanted to be Harry Potter.
He wanted to be Harry Potter. That's different. It's an ideal. An idea or a concept would be Harry Potter. An ideal.
No, that makes sense. Sorry, that's me.
Okay. Or concept would be Harry Potter. No. He wanted to be Voldemort.
He totally wanted to be a 12-year-old kid.
I mean, considering that he did it like 3 times and he was a little girl.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he possesses Ginny.
Oh, yeah.
Ron's sister. Through the book.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Voldemort's a little weird. And he drank unicorns.
He killed unicorns. Yeah, that's right. That's good. When that was like, you drink unicorns so you can live forever or something like that?
Yep.
How do you know I just drink unicorns?
Because it's supposed to be a very bad thing to eat a unicorn.
I guess you get the funky looking face.
You didn't get that from eating the unicorn.
I'm sorry, if I found out that unicorn blood gave me immortality, I'd be out there all day, like, slaughtering unicorns. Like,
I mean, it depends on how long it keeps.
I'll just have a stable of unicorns then, fuck it.
Yeah, there you go.
Unless, what was
but
the
so you can't cage a unicorn.
Fuck you can.
You can't capture them.
Bitch, I will. If you can kill one, you can capture one.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, that's their mythical power. They have magic. They can't be captured. You can't, like... leash them. They can use magic to just dispel being captured.
Well, I wouldn't leash them. Like, I'll just capture it as my pet.
Yeah, and they just walk through it. And you have to use more magic to capture them.
I wouldn't use magic. I would just use my horse whispering skills. I'm sorry.
You can't tame a unicorn.
I didn't say I'm taming it. I'm just saying I'm whispering into it.
Yeah, that's what it's doing.
It'll be good.
Hey, Mr. Unicorn, it's like, how did you find me?
We're becoming friends.
Yeah, no.
That's how it works.
And then you're just like, Vampire Strike. Let me kill all your offspring and feast on them. Alright, do this by regular intervals.
I'm like, I won't let them know that. It's like,
What? Why bother with that when you can just get the Sorcerer's Stone that can just make potions for you that lets you live forever?
What happened to your little young unicorn son? I'm so sorry for him. He disappeared.
What happened? Your breath smells baited. It smells like Jimmy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going over his room and just remembering things. I'm sorry.
And ate. So Margot said unicorn shit will let you live forever.
Dude, if it was proven that you live forever, immortality is a key here.
No.
Actually,
I don't want to live forever. F that.
Side note, scientists are actually working on... Actually, someone finally decided, which I'm surprised is finally hitting newsworthy. There are people avidly looking into the fact that they stop aging, because it is technically a disease and it is technically killing you.
Yeah, but we need to die because we can't just keep reproducing because we don't have unlimited resources.
Well, the odds are we would reproduce as often, which happens now. As smarter people don't reproduce as much. Only dumb people really. I'm gonna go bang just because. Well, there is a philosophy behind that. So like the more chances you bang, the more chances you have for someone actually escaping and becomes better or living.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you know, have enough children so that one of them makes it rich.
Yes, that's why some populations have a huge young population to old people because of that reason. But that's just a side note. As a person who doesn't want to die, that's kind of cool. It's kind of neat, but sadly. It'll be like 50 or... I'll be like 50 or 70 when they finally figure out anything close to that. And by that point, they're like saying, like, we're finding a way where we're going to extend your life to, like, 150 plus, easy.
I mean...
And not, like, 150 plus, like...
Yeah, I know. I mean, it depends on what you mean by extending your life, though. I'm sure they could put you in a test tube forever.
Well, yeah. Well, I just think it's cool that, like... Because, well, you know, you hear that people are like, you know...
All you need to keep living is your brain. Yeah. So once your brain starts to decay, that's when you actually are aging. Well, they don't know how to cure it.
Well, aging also affects, like, your bone structure, all that stuff.
I know, but that's all can be replaced. The only thing that's irreplaceable
is your brain. It also affects your neurotic things as well.
You can synthetically replace everything.
Which they should be doing. I mean, sorry. Immortality, I don't see why it's not a key thing.
If you can't synthetically replace your brain, which is the only thing I know of that they can't just make.
Well, here's the thing is your brain actually sends out the stuff to cause you to age. For your cells, at certain points, it's like, hey, by the way, body, your cells, we don't need those too much anymore. It's like, wait, why not? It's like, it's about that time. So it is actually your brain telling your body, hey, you gotta go.
Your brain tells you to age, but there's also wear and tear from your body aging. I mean, just from use.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if...
And your brain gets old and decays. Like at Alzheimer's, for example, I think eventually everyone would prove to have Alzheimer's and their brain would decay.
Well, I mean...
So they can prevent brain decay.
Assuming that we could fix that...
Then we could live forever.
Yeah, assuming that we could live forever... Assuming we can make it where we live forever, I'm pretty sure the next step would be, hey, those nasty brain things, we should probably get rid of them.
Just get rid of brains?
Not a brain, but not brain them, but like nasty brain diseases. We should probably work on that as a key focus.
See, I think they should do that first, because that's what's going to make the rest
of... Well, see, there's no money in that.
I guess not.
Securing... Giving people immortality would be nice, but not immortality, but let's say to live forever, or live an extended amount of time.
And you still have accidents and things.
But to give somebody full function of the brain or to prevent their brain to stop doing stupid things, then that would be in money. That would be more money. So you can basically like, hey, we got this. All you need is a pill. You get to live forever. However, the side effects is that eventually, within the first couple hundred years, you probably will discover Alzheimer's. Which you got to go with the fact is like, wait, I could live forever. And the chances are you getting Alzheimer's is still low, but still a possibility. A possibility
like that. I don't want to be an elf. I don't want to live forever.
But the problem would be that is eventually there would be a slow decay. And if we are living forever...
We'll create a cure.
Well, if we are living longer, then the chances are of our offspring having offspring slims down. Not us, and not our kids, but their kids. Mm-hmm. So if anything was to happen, our population would slowly decline because there's no use for kids. So thus, genetically, you wouldn't, your body wouldn't actually produce the things that we produce anymore because we don't point to. It'd be deemed unnecessary. Like your body would just be like, uterus? Who needs that?
Well, considering that they already have proven that you don't necessarily need that.
I mean, you don't necessarily need that, but I'm talking about as far as the original concept of. Well, I guess there'll be no accidental birth anymore, but it'd be really cool. But I guess next topic, League of Legends. How do you feel about that, engine? Your free game. I just recently got into it about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago.
I'm playing for about a month and a half or so.
He's a D-bag, by the way. He's that guy.
I'm a D-bag?
Yeah, he's that guy who's like...
I'm not a D-bag in League of Legends. You get to play with D-bags that I know of.
I've seen some of the D-bags in like moderate, like easy games. Like, I'm level 6 and I'm a douche. I'm not really, I'm not, but I'm a
That's not what a D-bag is. D-bagger is somebody that just comes into the game and just complains about everyone else sucks.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like a guy who's like, I'm talking about the guy who's like, clearly he knows the game. And he's just like, I'm in it to win all the time.
I mean, I actually played a hell of a lot of fun, and I hate it when people just start pointing fingers.
I've been there really, like, who's that? Why's that guy sucking? I'm like, I'm just now starting. Like, oh, you should be playing this game. I'm like, wait, what? How does that work out? Like, I can't play the game because I'm just starting? No, you can't. I'm like, dude, how did you start playing?
I didn't.
I became awesome at the game. I started on level 30. I'm like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The first game I ever played was 3v3. Played the Minotaur character, Alistar. And I won it, and I was super surprised because I felt like I didn't know anything that was going on, because of course I didn't read anything.
I won my first game as well.
And so since then, I didn't know about bot. Like, two of my friends asked me to play, and I just, like, I don't really care until both of them were like, hey, you should play with us. We're both asking you, and I was like, alright, fine, I'll play. So I loaded up on my own time.
Peer pressure.
Started playing it, and I was like, oh, that was interesting. I have no idea what I just did. I still don't understand, like, half the shit. So, like, buying items took forever for me to figure out on my own, pretty much. But I think since I figured it out all on my own, I have, like, the thorough understanding of making sure I know how each and every part of it works.
And I'm not gonna lie, when I play with you and you tell me everything, it was definitely a crutch, because I was like, I don't understand. And also didn't have the forethought to actually want to go out and look it up. Now that I actually had the chance to play a few times on my own,
I understand.
I'm like, okay, I know what to get. I also know what I can get at different times I want to. I don't actually have to go out and get the I win set. I can change it up and do different things with it. Like if I wanted like more, if I wanted to slow them down, or if I wanted to do this, or if I wanted to penetrate more through them, I could do that.
You know, it's more circumstantial for the rest of your group.
Well, circumstantial, I mean, like, you can. Like, sometimes you can't just go for the I win button. You have to go for, like, if your group's not...
Are you talking about just max your damage, you
mean? Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes that's not the best thing to do, yeah. Because if you don't have great group support...
You can't just walk in there like, I just rate you... Because if you
give you get enough money fast enough, you can.
Yeah.
But,
but eventually, like, as a certain standpoint, like, I play right now as Annie, and I'm like, there's not much I can do against certain things if I get raped off the beginning. And once I get raped off the beginning, I'm just stuck where, like, I can still... own phase, I just had to be with some groups. I played a game by myself against people where, like, I got off to a rolling start, and I literally was just going in. Granted, I was getting screwed by some guy who could just teleport and just, like, oh, I just stole your kills. But I was definitely, like, I can get down, like, three or four of them. I can just walk in there and, like, drop my tibbers down, hit everybody, do my little massive cone of damage, and take everybody down to half health, and they're like, well, fuck him.
Well, my favorite characters are Warwick, Kayle, and Leona. And basically, when I started the game, I looked through the character champion list, and I saw they had a werewolf, which werewolves are my favorite things of all. And hence why the third Harry Potter movie was super lame, because that werewolf looked like some big, fat, hairy dude, not an actual werewolf.
That's what I mean... I like the werewolves in the Underworld series, because they also had immortality.
That's what they're supposed to look like.
I only like them because they had immortality. They were on par with vampires, because they could live forever.
Sweet.
I don't like the gay werewolves.
Helsing had a sweet werewolf, too.
I don't like the gay werewolves where, like, you just are cursed with this, and you get to change once a month, and...
I mean, I'm not a big fan
of... They were lichens. There's something different.
Oh, it's lycanthrope, which is a werewolf. But I do... There are different lores, and I do like the one... I don't like the full moon lore behind that turns you into a werewolf. I'm a bigger fan of you're able to have different variations of shape-shifting, which you have a wolf, you have a hybrid, and then you have human form. And then a lot of other things will drift into between, like, more forms into that, like, you know, more human and less wolf, or more wolf and less human than the absolute hybrid, but... The hybrid is the werewolf form, which Warwick is exactly perfect, and I was like, I'm getting that character. So I immediately saved up, bought him as the first character, and I was super ecstatic to try and play him, and I found out he's a jungler, which means he's not very good until you're able to start buying runes, and you have to be a lot higher level. And I was like, no! But I played him to my heart's content, and I learned to jungle as the first thing I did in that game, and I feel like it was super tough to learn to do. It's the first thing to learn to do.
By the way, this is League of Legends. It's also a free game. So just go out and try it out if you like.
It's released by Riot, which is PvP.net. And it's a lot of fun. It's based off of the Dota series, which was a World of War or a Warcraft 3 mod. And they released a pay game called Heroes of New Earth or New Earth. For Steam.
Steam.
And, but I personally like League of Legends, basically from the free fan base, that you can't buy anything to give you an edge except for multiple characters. And that's still skill-based that you have to play those characters better.
Those characters give you a Mondo edge. Like, just random characters is, like, superior, naturally.
I mean, yes and no. The difference for you, though, is whenever you play with me against other players, they're usually level 20. They're in their 20s, so they're actually getting their runes. And runes actually change gameplay. But you can't pay money for runes. And you can't pay money to gain... You can kind of pay money to gain levels faster. But that's not going to get you much anywhere. You still have to play the game to get the experience of playing. And so it's still... Like, you can't pay money to have better skill than someone else. The game still comes down to skill, and if you play your character with the right group, with the best skill, you should come out on top.
Gotcha.
So, it's got two game modes, a 5v5 and 3v3, and I'm kind of partial. I was originally all about 3v3, because it was much faster paced. You could make them surrender at 15 rather than at 20. And it still gave about the same experience, or it's experience and time, which is actually based more on the time just spent playing the game rather than if you win or lose, which is another fun incentive that even if you suck at the game, you can still just keep playing and still make experience and money.
Yeah, I like that. From my standpoint is, like, I'm generally not a fan of these type of games. Like, I mean, I like RTSs. It is kind of like a top-down view, but you get to play as your main baddie. And you're like, it's kind of like developing a little baby. Eventually, and it depends on if you have loving parents, which is a group that actually doesn't suck, or you have neglectful parents who just let you die and then yell at you for feeding the enemy.
Siblings.
It's like feeding a stray dog. So you're just like...
You can get lucky and get a group of siblings, like brothers and sisters, that are actually supportive. And get these assholes that just pick on you and make fun of you.
See, that's why I say family, because...
You said parents.
No, I say parents because, not all siblings like each other, so...
Well, that's why it fits better, I think, because you'll get people are matched up and they're just... And, you know, it sucks.
Even when I've seen it, it's like, man, why? Like, wow, this dude's bitching and we're winning. I'm like, what? Because you die? Ooh, I'm sorry, you lost 3 of your chains, whatever. It's like, we had a guy rage quit on us while we were winning. And we're like, and we just won. And so we were down, man, and we still won. I'm like, I really wish I could message this guy, like, hey, by the way, we won.
You could, actually, if you... Because when you end, it just says he's there, and it says he left. You can right-click it and ignore or add him to friends or on recently. You can there's a pad.
So you can just on. Hey, dude, by the way, remember that game we said I suck in? We won. It's like, so just so you know, you're too old, but now I would ever do that because my penis is big enough where I don't need to do that. Plain and simple. My e-penis this big. My natural penis this big. Now I'm joking.
My e-peen is still pretty big.
Yeah, no. Like, my e-peen's the last. Okay, take it back. It's above average. Let's do that.
I mean, I'm confident in my game playing skills.
However, tomorrow, I will be cashing my paycheck, and I will be buying a computer controller. I will be using that for my game play.
For League of Legends?
Yes.
Okay. I don't recommend that, but I guess you can try.
Well, I figure I'll have a more easier standpoint, because for me, whenever there's a keyboard, I have a tendency to hit the wrong button on accident.
Yeah.
And I lose a lot of focus, especially when it's not like a shooting game.
The only issue I can say with that, you don't move with WASD in this, so you can't set that to a D-pad. You do everything with mouse. Joysticks aren't fast enough or accurate enough.
Well, it depends on
point and click as much as the mouse point is. Click,
yeah, great.
That's why I wouldn't get a controller for it because, you can set. I mean, I've got programs to set, mouse and keyboard to a controller.
That makes
but
sense.
If you do D-pad, it's still not accurate enough or fast enough, and joystick, the same issue.
I just hate the fact that, I would love a simple controller, simple keypad for, games like this. Like, something that only has the amount of keys that I need, and it's just laid out. Because sometimes I just randomly be like, alright, time to go, oh, fuck, you said wrong spell, fuck.
You could play that entire game on one of those, 15-button mice, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could. I wouldn't do that, because then I'd get, confused with the mice.
Just be like, yeah.
But, I mean, playing like this.
You can do it on trackball, too. That's a damn move.
Yes, I'm playing.
I mean,
get my Frito chips there.
I could recommend, if you want, you set it to the number pads, then you just do that.
Yeah, but
the
number pads is awkward, and it's not. I'm gonna figure it out.
You could do it to a controller, I guess.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna figure out where, it's a good setup, because WASD is not working out for me.
I mean, but it's QWER.
Well, it's QWERTY, yeah.
It's QWER. And then you use D and S under it for
DNF.
That. D and F, yeah. Well, I use S for my buy menu. I got rid of it for P, I think it is. And I was like, that's so worthless, because I have to always lift up and push.
Oh.
So I dropped it down.
You always lift up?
You have to, P is over here, so unless you're going to push it with this hand, because this is usually, your skills and stuff, so I'm just P.
The only time I ever press P is when I die or, I'm the one going back, so, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but sometimes when you've played more, if you're going back and then you open it up, and then somebody finds you and hits you once, you gotta be like, P!
Oh, see, I never do that. I'm always alright.
Get rid of it.
Make sure I don't die.
But, I mean, I open it up to make sure I know, while I'm moving to a path, I'll open it up, make sure I know what I'm gonna buy for the next time that I do go back, so that way when I do go back, I'm bought it, and then I'm gone. You want to be back out in the field as much as possible to maximize experience, maximize gold chance.
Oh, I know that. That's why whenever I'm, when I start off, I'm like, alright, I bought my thing, make sure I'm, as I'm running back, I'm like, because, I'll just click the button, go to that location, okay, done.
Yeah, that's what I mean, while you're moving up there, so rather than needing to push P again off of there, I set it to S, and it's so wonderful, just click S, because you just drop your ring finger down. And it fits with the rest of those buttons. The only problem I have with that, though, is you can do a lot of stuff with Shift, Control, and Alt. If you do Alt and a button, you'll use it immediately on yourself. So, Kale, you haven't needed it for Ryze or Annie, but Kale has a heal that opens up an invincibility that I need to throw out on somebody. So I have to push it once, then move my mouse and left click to activate, which I'd have to do on myself if I want to use it. Otherwise, I just go Alt-Q, or Alt-W is her heal, Alt-R is her ultimate where she puts a bubble on.
Gotcha.
So, it's if I notice I'm getting my ass kicked, Alt-R, and I have invincibility on that exact second. The thing that would give me a bigger edge, though, is if you hold Control and hit any button, your thing will immediately activate depending where your mouse cursor is, rather than needing to go Q, mouse click.
Gotcha.
You just hold control, have your mouse over who you want to attack, and hit Q, and you'll immediately cast. Like, if it's Annie, you do her spell immediately, rather than opening it up, clicking them in it, and then walking over there or casting it from that spot.
Okay, so you got more expertise here.
Or I think it's shift. It's shift to cast that way.
It's a lowly novice. I would say new, but novice.
Control and any button, any of the skill buttons, lets you immediately apply it into a level. Like, instead of bouncing down and clicking to give it a level, you hold control and do, like, control Q if you have gained a level to spend a point into it. So there's a lot of stuff you can do to quickly move through things and take advantage of things.
Now I know that, so knowing is half the battle.
Yep. Yo, Joe.
Well, that's what that's from. No, I'm joking. I think that is it. We talked about Netflix, blah, blah, blah. Was there something else? We're going on 2 hours now, so. I think we're good. We were talking about why we came up with the name, but I think we hit that. We
kind of did.
And once again, I'm Mark Stone.
Andrew.
Ooh, Androsky. It's going to stick, I'm telling you.
All right, Markito.
No, Markito. Me on Markito. Markito.
If I'm Androsky, you're Markito.
Those are terrible names for a black guy. And young black male. Years.
Living in Japan.
No, I'm not living in Japan. Screw that place. I'm a European boy.
Nope, you're living in Japan. It's Markito.
Markito.
Mizumaki Markito.
Wow. All right, on that note, this has been Shades of Grey. Wow.
Zumaki Markito.
I'm so tired. That is exhausting as hell.